In today's episode, we're going to talk about this idea of following your own leadership advice. Are you one that is able to give a lot of different people advice on how to become the best version of themselves, but don't always take your advice? We're going to talk about that in today's episode, and I hope that this is something that will help us all to become free. I will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are here to do what it is we're supposed to do on this side of heaven, to help as many people as possible get to know who the Father is by the work that we do while we're here on earth. Much of that is done through the work we do in the marketplace. It's really, most of it is done outside of the walls of the church, as it should be. And so we are talking about faith, focus, and finance. And I am going in on something that's really just in my spirit. This just came to me. Now, let me offer a word of apology to many of you who may have listened to the previous episode, or excuse me, the previous podcast, where I said I was going to do a three-part series on CRMs. Well, I'm foregoing that. And so I apologize to you. I think I'm okay with the information that I put out so far. Maybe we will get back to that in some time, but I'm telling you guys, I really want to talk about this idea of following in our own leadership steps with the things that we tell people, and are we following our own advice? I know I didn't say it that clean in the intro, but that's what it is we're talking about today. Had the opportunity to listen to a dear, dear friend and pastor talk about some leadership theory. And while that may not seem like sexy work, when I tell you he was dropping gems, it was something that was absolutely crazy. And there was this one part that was said, and I'm going to use that as a foundational principle to what I'm talking about right here. I have one sentence, like two lines of notes that I'm going to talk about, and the rest is just going to be from what God is downloading in me. And it was really, we were talking about, someone had asked a question about leading through pain or something to that nature. And really, one of the things that the pastor said was absolutely mind-blowing. Listen, how many of us are people who are the matriarch? We're the person that people always come to. We're the one that's given advice. We're the one that people call in a crisis. We're the one that lift other people up. And you might find yourself in a space where, while you are doing that for others, we find it hard to do sometimes for ourselves. Let me say it a little bit differently. Maybe you're in a situation where there have been people that have done some things wrong, and we're able to forgive them, or we're able to get past it, but we can't allow ourselves to get off the hook. That is, in my opinion, one of the biggest strongholds of the enemy that he has on us, is our inability to forgive ourselves, our inability to get past where we are and some of the decisions that we've made. because I don't believe that we can really, really walk into what God has for us to do. Now, watch this. I am in my 50s at the time of this recording, and there are some places in life. I've done a lot of things in my life, and I got to a season where I just was not living up to my standards, right? I was trying some different things in business. I was pivoting too fast. I was not making smart decisions. I was relying on, like hoping to get this customer or that client or whatever the case may be. I remember the time having several customers that were one-on-one customers. And I want to say it was within a week's time, all of them, for one reason or another, stopped. And I realized that I had way too much of my business dependent on too few people, right? But at the time, I didn't see that. I didn't recognize it while I was in it. I recognized it when it happened. And I never wanted to get myself back in that position. And it was very challenging for me at the time to deal with that because it had a tremendous financial impact on me. And as you get older, you start to look at either where you are in your life or where you most recently have been in your life. And you look and you say, like, how did I get here? Like, how am I right here with all the knowledge that I have, with all the this I have, with all the that I have? How did I end up here? And it could be very, very, very challenging, needing to get help, needing to get financial help, having to be humble enough to live in a different place or move in a way you have to move, not being able to even, you know, do financial things for yourself, right? Like, I'm saying all that because I'm saying you could look up one day and wonder, how did I get here? And it could be very, very difficult to get past that. It could be very difficult. It can send you into a whirlwind of depression. It could send you in a whirlwind of trying to understand, God, you know, why have you let me down or why have you let me be in this position? It could send you into this thing of, you know, why am I here? Like, it's all been in vain. And in reality, we have to really get ourselves to a place where we don't allow our own thinking to keep us down. My Lord and my God, I'm speaking to myself tonight. We can't allow that to happen. Sometimes, there's God's divine will. This is what he really wanted for our lives, or this is a part of his permissive will. He allowed it to happen because we kept asking for it or something that we wanted. And we look up and was like, and now we're crying to get God out of the very mess that he didn't want us to get into the first place. And then we don't want to forgive ourselves. We'll carry scars with relationships, whether they are familial relationships, whether they are romantic relationships, whether there are work relationships. It doesn't matter. We'll carry the scars. And then what we don't do is we don't allow ourselves to heal from them. And then we begin to operate out of those places. The pastor tonight said that we should not, how did he say it? He said, we should not speak from our wounds, only speak from our scars. When I tell you that just changed my life, he said, don't speak from your wounds, speak from your scars. Get the help with your wounds. Don't put yourself in positions where you are speaking to somebody out of a hurt place, but out of a place that you got past when you were hurt. That might bless somebody. And the reality of what I'm saying there is because if we don't allow ourselves to heal and we don't allow ourselves to forgive ourselves about some of the things that we've allowed ourselves to get in, about some of the choices that we make, we can end up in a space that we can never get past. Or we start a business from that place of hurt. Or we start another relationship from that place of hurt. Or we don't enter into a relationship or another business because of that very hurt or because of what it is we've done. Instead of allowing ourselves to learn from it and to begin to get better at it. This was the thing that really also shifted how I see what I see. Is he said you have to be intentional about healing. Right? Now, think about that. I remember years ago when I had a challenge with my younger sister, one of my younger sisters. And I remember it had gone on for a little bit. Won't get into any of the details about that. It's not the time nor the place. And I remember we ended up having a talk And she had said something that had that kind of started the whole thing, right? She had said something, she had repeated something that I had said that started the whole thing. And when I heard what she said, these were my words. I said, "That was ugly. What you said that I said," and I remembered when she said, I know I'm kind of going back. She said, I said, but when she repeated what I had said, I remembered when I said it. I didn't remember the weight. I remember what I said, but I didn't realize at that time, that's what I'm trying to say, that how I said it and the impact that it had on her. I remember I said it out of a want, a need and a desire. It wasn't even a need. It was a want that I had, right? For something that she was going to help me with. And when I said it, I said, that was ugly. And I'm sorry for that, right? Because sometimes we don't even know, you know, how the things that we're saying are impacting others. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I'm saying that I had to make an intentional decision to not do that again. I had to make an intentional decision because I had to understand it wasn't for me when she said it. I understood how she took it, but for me, it was based on a want that I had at that time, and I was 1,000% wrong. And I didn't want a situation like that to ever happen again. Yes, we healed the relationship. Yes, we were able to go on and go past that, and things got better. But I had to make an intentional choice to look at something that I had a hand in, right? That I could have done better. And I had to allow myself to hear the ugliness. I had to face the ugliness. I had to be honest about the ugliness, and I had to be intentional. That's the word, intentional about making the change. We have to forgive ourselves from some of the dumb stuff we did when we were younger that caused big things that caused a shift, a seismic shift in our lives. We have to forgive ourselves. Some of us did some things that quite frankly, some of us have children for some of the dumb decisions that we made. Some of us lost money from some of the dumb decisions that we made. There are people, unfortunately, that are sitting in prison today that over just a dumb decision, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Right. And I'm talking about the things that we have control over. One of the things that I try to do, I thank God that he has me in this season, this particular season I'm about to speak of, where I'm saying when something goes on that I don't like, that I don't care who it is, I thank God that he has me in a place to ask myself what I could have done different. I want to be able to look at a person, whether they choose to change or not, and say, what could I have done different? What could I have said different? No, that's on me. Because you know what? The reason why you said that is because I said this. Now, it doesn't matter if I think I said everything 100% right. Something within what I said, what I did, could have had a negative impact on a person. And I want to know how to fix that for the future. I have to forgive myself. I have to be intentional about hearing my own words. I want to be in a place where people want to hear what it is that I'm saying. I want to be in a place that God is speaking so much through me that people will come from all around to hear what thus said the Lord, not to see Tamika, not to see the doc, but to hear what God is saying through me. But I have to be a clean vessel, and that's going to require me to forgive myself. That's going to require me, watch this, as my pastor said, to normalize my pain. To normalize my past, to normalize my sins, to normalize my struggles, to normalize it. Like some of the things that I've gone through that quite frankly, no one should have gone through. There's a lot of people that have gone through that. It's unfortunate, but we have to normalize it, right? We have to normalize. If you've lost money, you got to normalize that. If you filed bankruptcy, if you lost your house, if you lost your cars, if your children had to go away for a while, based on a situation that you caused, based on a season that you were in, you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. There are so many people. I love that there are some people who have enough courage that a situation in their lives happened, and they utilized that and it became a platform for them to help others. There have been people who have just done some terrible things, and they utilized it as a platform to to say I was wrong and this is how it's wrong. And let me show you how you don't ever want to do this again. You don't ever want to live the life that I had. Right? Like, I just love that there are people that are like that, because sometimes that's the only way, that's the only thing that can help others in this world become a better version of themselves. And what I believe is that sometimes we've created our past hurts, our past pains, our past struggles. We've allowed them to become monsters in our own thinking because we won't say them out loud. My Lord and my God, that might set somebody free right there. We've allowed them to be bigger than us. We've allowed them to dictate our lives. We've allowed them to the shame and the guilt that is associated with some of the things that we've done. Man, my life is over because I didn't take your route or I didn't do this. I remember I had a cousin that said something similar to that. I was like, you still got it. Like, we have gotten to a point where we've allowed others and others' thinking to be what we think other people think. Let me be more clear about that. To be so daunting that we can't even get from up underneath our own thinking about what we think somebody else thinks, right? We have to normalize that. We have to be delivered from that. We have to give ourselves permission to begin the healing process, to say that I am not going to allow myself to stay hostage in my own thinking anymore. My Lord and my God, I'm not going to allow myself to be held hostage in my own thinking anymore. I am going to do the work to begin the healing process. And watch this. What's so impactful about that, it's not always about the path that you take to the healing process, because there are many paths. It's the decision to start, right? That's where it all has to happen. It's like, you know what? I'm going to say this out loud so I can hear myself. I'm going to say this out loud to some people that care. I'm going to get a coach or a therapist or a psychiatrist or psychologist to help me to begin this process, because I want to be intentional about healing. Take the steps as slowly as you have to. Don't try to speed past the pain, because I'm telling you, it won't work anyway. Some stuff, I've quoted Iyanla Van Zandt before. I've said the same quote. She said, you got to dig that stuff out. You got to dig that stuff out and plant some new memories and forgive yourself. I keep saying it because I feel like there is somebody that's listening to this podcast now that has to continue to hear. I feel like there's somebody driving and you're in tears, and you have to know that you got to forgive yourself. If God forgives us, thank God he continues to forgive us. We got to forgive ourselves. We hold ourselves more hostage than God does. Do you understand that? We're the ones in our own mind and in our own thinking. I want to be healed while I'm on this side of heaven. I want to normalize the dumb mistakes that I've made. I want to normalize the money that I've lost. I want to normalize the bankruptcy I've had. I want to normalize the things, the challenges that I've gone through. I want to normalize being single. I want to, thinking that, a lot of people, I want to be married. I'm going to normalize it. This is the life that God has given me to live for his purpose. And I want it to be normalized. And I don't want to continue to live on this side of heaven where I'm always feeling like I'm in want. I'm always feeling like I have to justify, I want this. I desire this. And I'm not talking about it in an unhealthy way. I'm saying doing the things that I need to do for some things that I desire to have while I'm on this side of heaven. With that are within my means. Let's put that out there for sure. That are within my means. And while I feel like I have gone in some places that may be a little bit off topic, I'm definitely hopeful that this is something that'll bless somebody, because I need us to begin the process of being intentional about healing ourselves from our own selves, our own thinking, not ruminating, which is thinking over and over and over about things, not something happening in our future and we got the hurt tape of the past that we just play. See, I knew this was going to happen. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. And we have to say it's okay. It's okay that this happened. I'm going to end with this. I think I've said this way back in a podcast way early on. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't want to get hurt anymore. I didn't want to hope anymore. I lost all hope because I was tired of hurting based on the life that I was living, where I was with my mom at the time. I just was tired of hurting. So I said, I didn't want to hope anymore. And I remember God took it out of me. He took it from me. And I wouldn't get happy about anything. I wouldn't get too high or too low. But it was a sad way to live because I could never be excited about anything because I was afraid that if I was excited, something could break my heart. And it took years for me to break through that. And I got to a point where I just tested a little thing. You know, I could be excited about this little thing. And then I had to realize, well, as the Bible talk about tragedy reigns with the just as well as the unjust. I had to get to a point where I can be excited for something good that happened, even if something negative followed that up. Right? I had to get myself in a position where I was okay with being joyful because sadness was going to come, but I didn't have to live my life not wanting to embrace goodness because of the way that I decided to live at that time. I needed to heal, my Lord and my God. I needed to heal. And my desire is that there was something that I said in this podcast today that's going to lead somebody, a whole lot of somebody's on my way to heaven, on a journey to healing themselves from themselves because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. I am prayerful that you guys are going to be okay and that you are doing what it is you need to do to be the best version of yourself. God bless you, and I will see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this because it takes a lot to get this podcast going and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.